Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Yod. In this perek we will see the conquest of the south, south of Eretz Yisrael. We'll open up with the nations of the south attacking Gibeon. Yehoshua come to their rescue, of Gibeon. And then we'll see the offensive that Yehoshua goes on to wipe out the attacking nations. I highly advise for this perek to follow along on a map. Atlas Dat Mikra has a good map on page 131, or even Dat Mikra Sefer Yehoshua has a map on page Pebet, page 72. Pasuk Aleph. Vayich lishmo Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim ki elchad Yehoshua et ha'ay v'yacharima kasher asa liricho ulmalka kin asa ila'ay ulmalka v'chi yishlimu yoshevei Gibeon et Yisrael v'yiyu bekribam. And it was when the king of Yerushalayim, Adoni Tzedek, heard that Yehoshua conquered Ai and destroyed it, just as he destroyed Yericho and her king, so too they did to Ai and her king. The same way they burnt the city and hanged the king, so too they did that to Ai. V'chi yishlimu Yoshevei Gibeon et Yisrael, in the same way, in the way that because Gibeon made peace with Israel and live amongst them now, right? Because they're slaving for Bnei Yisrael, they live amongst them. Vayireu meod ki ir gedola Gibeon ki achat arei hamamlacha vechihi gedola min ha'ai vechol anashei hagiborim. And they were very frightened, because Gibeon was a big city, like one of the royal cities, and it was bigger than Ai, and all of its people were warriors. Adoni Tzedek, king of Yerushalayim, is petrified from the fact that Gibeon, the city Gibeon, made a treaty with Israel. Vayishlach Adoni Tzedek melech Yerushalayim el Hoham melech Hebron ve'el Piram melech Yarmut ve'el Yafia melech Lachish ve'el Devir melech Eglon Nemor. And Adoni Tzedek in Yerushalayim sent to these four kings, to Hoham the king of Hebron, to Piram the king of Yarmut, to Yafia the king of Lachish, to Devir the king of Eglon, saying, "Alu elai ve'izruni ve'naket Gibeon, ki yishlima et Yehoshua ve'et bnei Israel. Come up and help me, and we'll smite Gibeon, because it made peace. They made peace with Yehoshua and bnei Israel." It's important to mention over here the geography. We said Gibeon is Eljib, right? That's how it's identified. That's now a stronghold for Bnei Israel in the mountainous region in the central west. This scares the nations of the country. Now you have Yerushalayim, right? We know what Yerushalayim is. The king of Yerushalayim now calls four other kings. He calls the king of Hebron, which is further down south. We know exactly where that is today. It's about 20 miles south of Jerusalem. Right? He calls the king of Yarmut. Right? Yarmut is identified today in modern-day Israel as Tel Yarmut, an Arab town near Beit Shemesh. Lachish, there's a place today in Israel called Tel Lachish, also south of Beit Shemesh. And Eglon is Ajlan, near Lachish, about 8 miles west. So the closest city towards to Gibeon is Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim is the closest. And if we pay attention, they're the one that initiated this whole coalition, probably since they felt the most threatened, as they're the next in line in proximity after Ai and after Gibeon. Right? So they call on these four other kings to help them attack Gibeon. The plan over here is to conquer Gibeon, and in essence stop Bnei Israel from entering central Israel. And the four kings listen. Vayasifu vayalu hameshet malchei ha'emori, melech Yerushalayim, Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmut, Melech Lachish, Melech Eglon, Hem v'chol machanehem v'yachanu al Gibeon v'yilachamu aleha. And the five kings gathered and ascended, right? Five kings of Emori, to Yerushalayim, right? King of Yerushalayim, King of Hebron, King of Yarmut, King of Lachish, King of Eglon, them in all their camps, and they encamped on Gibeon and they fought them. וישלחו אנשי גבעון אל יהושע למחנה הגלגל לאמור, אל תרף ידך מעבדיך, עלה אלינו מהרה, והושיע לנו ועוזרנו, כי נקבצו אלינו כל מלכי האמורי יושבי ההר. And the people of Gibeon sent to Yehoshua to the camp in Gilgal, saying, "Don't loosen your hands from your servants," meaning don't abandon us. "Come up to us quickly. Save us and help us, because all the kings of the Emori who live in the mountainous region gathered up against us." The Givonim are calling now for Yehoshua's aid. They have a treaty and they're asking Yehoshua and Bnei Israel to come help them. Vaya'al Yehoshua min ha-Gilgal, hu v'chol am ha-milchama imo v'chol gibore ha-chai. And Yehoshua ascended from the Gilgal, him and his entire army with him, and all the warriors. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, Al tira mehem ki biyadecha netatim, lo ya'amod ish mehem befanecha. Hashem told Yehoshua, "Don't fear them, because I have given them in your hand. No one will stand up from them to you." Right? This is just as Hashem promised Yehoshua in Perek Aleph. Lo yityatzev ish lefanecha kol yimei chayecha. Vayavo alehem Yehoshua pit'om, kol halayla ala min ha-Gilgal. Yehoshua came to them suddenly, the entire night he ascended from the Gilgal. I heard a beautiful perush to this pasuk. Yehoshua came to them suddenly. How so? The end of the pasuk is explaining the entire night, one night, he traveled from the Gilgal, right, which is just past the Jordan River, before you even hit Yericho, on the bank of the Jordan, all the way to Gibeon. Approximately 30 miles of mountainous terrain in an unfamiliar territory, Yehoshua and his army unit traveled in one single night. That is sudden. Right? Even if the five kings were expecting Yehoshua to come to Gibeon's aid, right, they could not have expected them to be there overnight. Vayhumem Adonai lifnei Yisrael vayakem makah gedola b'Gibeon vayirdefem derech ma'ale bet Horon vayakem ad Azeka ve'ad Makeda. Vayhumem, right, has a connotation of Hashem destroyed them and caused them to panic in front of Israel. And Yehoshua dealt them a great blow in Gibeon, and he chased them through the ascent of Bet Horon, and he killed them until Azekah and until Makeda. Bet Horon, as we'll see mentioned in Perek Tet Zayin, there are two cities. It's comprised of an upper and lower Bet Horon, Bet Horon Elyon and Bet Horon Tachton. Both of these are in southern Nahalat Ephraim, a couple of miles away from each other, northwest of Gibeon. Today they're identified as Bet Ur El Favka and Bet Ur El Tahta. Right, so Bnei Yisrael chased them through Bet Horon all the way until Azekah and until Makeda. Azekah is known to be as Tel Zakariah near Kfar Zecharia today, and Makeda is also near Azekah. The exact location is debated. So Yehoshua surprised them by coming overnight, him appearing with Bnei Yisrael and the entire army in front of them in Gibeon. He chased this five-king coalition up northwards a little towards Ma'ale Bet Horon, and then chased them all the way down south towards Azekah and Makeda. Vayhi ben Usam mipenei Yisrael hem bemurad Bet Horon, v'Adonai hishlich alehem avanim gidolot min ha-shamayim ad Azekah v'yamutu. Rabim asher metu be'avne ha-barad, Me'asher haregu b'nei Yisrael b'harev. And it was when they were running, this five-king coalition were running from Bnei Yisrael, and they were there at the descent of Bet Horon, and Hashem hurled huge stones from the sky at them all the way until Azekah, and they died. There were more that died from the hailstones than those that Bnei Yisrael killed by the sword. We see Yehoshua, Am Yisrael, starting, contributing to the battle. And as they're chasing their enemy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention to help finish off the enemy in a swift manner. Az yedaber Yehoshua l'Adonai, b'yom tet Adonai ta'emuri lifnei b'nei Yisrael, v'yomer le'inei Yisrael, shemesh be'giv'on dom, v'yareach be'emek Ayalon. Then Yehoshua spoke to Hashem on the day that Hashem gave the Emori to Bnei Israel. And he said in the eyes of Israel, in front of Bnei Israel, Sun, halt in Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ayalon. Vayidom Hashemesh v'yareach amad ad yikom goy oyevav hadohi chetuva al sefer hayashar. Vayamod Hashemesh b'chatzi hashamayim v'lo atz lavo keyom tamim. The sun halted and the moon stood still while the nation took vengeance on its enemies. This is written in Sefer Hayashar. The sun stood in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to set for about a full day. V'lo haya kayom ahu lefanav ve'acharav lishmoa Adonai bekol ish ki Adonai nilham leYisrael. And there was not a day before or afterwards that Hashem listened to the voice of a man, because Hashem fought for Yisrael. The Mefarshim point out how great this miracle was, different than all other miracles that preceded or even came afterwards. Radak and Rabbi Yosef Kara explain that this miracle over here, it changed nature at man's request. Barbaneo points out that over here it's Yehoshua, not at the same level of Moshe, but really reaching the greatness of a miracle that Moshe would have received. And the Ralbag points out over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Yehoshua victory on that same day, instantaneously, the second he asked. This is one of the greatest miracles that happened in Jewish history. The sun over Gibeon. Right, we know Gibeon is in Nahalat Binyamin. You can see in Perek Yutet, we'll discuss it even further. Gibeon is in Nahalat Binyamin in the east. Ayalon, further west, in Nahalat Dan, also mentioned in Perek Yutet. This is the valley today, near the road between Ramla and Shar Hagai. Right, so the sun is over Gibeon in the east, the moon over Emek Ayalon in the west. It makes sense to say that Yehoshua made this request in the morning, early in the day, as soon as he saw Hashem's intervention in the war, while the sun was still in the east and the moon was in the west, so that he could totally wipe out these kings and nations in one swoop on the same day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his request, and Yehoshua, as we'll see later on in the Perek, really deals these kings and nations a great blow. All this was recorded in Sefer HaYashar, right? The Rishonim discuss what is the Sefer HaYashar. It could either be an ancient book of wars that is lost today, right? The Ralbag offers this as one of the, this is his interpretation of what Sefer HaYashar is. Other Rishonim explains to be the Sefer Bereshit, Sefer Devarim, and it's, you know, alluded to over there in those Sefarim. Vayashov Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo el hamachane ha-Gilgala. And Yehoshua returned, and all of Israel with him, to the camp in Gilgal. Right now, Yehoshua is going to go on the offensive to conquer the entire south of Eretz Yisrael and gain control of it. This pasuk, actually, pasuk tetvav that we just read, we close off the perek with literally the same pasuk. Vayashar Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo el hamachane ha-Gilgala. It's a new segment discussing the conquest of the south. It could also be literal that Yehoshua returned to Gilgal. And we'll see now he's going to be quickly called back up to deal with the kings he caught in Makedah, and will return back to Gilgal at the end of this perek. Vayanusu hameshet ha-melachim ha'ele vayehaveu b'me'ara b'makedah. And these five kings ran away and they hid in a cave in Makeda. These kings weren't killed from the hailstones. And it was told to Yehoshua, saying that these five kings were found hiding in a cave in Makeda. And Yehoshua said, roll big stones to the opening of the cave, and post men over it to guard it. Ve'atem al ta'amodu, ritfu ahare oyevechem, ve'zinnavtem otam. Al titenum lavo al arehem, ki netanam adonai elohechem beyedchem. And you, don't stand. Run, chase after your enemies, and catch them by the tail. Catch up to them. Don't let them get into their cities, because Hashem, your God, has given them in your hands. Right? Over here, Yehoshua appoints a few soldiers to guard the opening of the cave, and he sends everyone else off to continue the fight. Yehoshua is worried. He doesn't want them to reach their cities. They can find a safe haven. They can find refuge for themselves inside the fortified walls. Catch them before they get there. Vayhi kechalot Yehoshua uvnei Yisrael akotam makah gedula meod ad tumam ve'asiridim saredu mehem ve'yavo'u el arei hamifzar. And it was when Yehoshua ben Yisrael finished wiping them out, gave them a great blow until their destruction, and there were a few remnants, a few people who survived and came to their fortified cities. So very few people actually survived and took refuge in their cities. Vayashuvu chol ha'am el ha'machaneh Yehoshua makeda v'shalom. Lo haratz l'bnei Yisrael le'ish et leshono. And the entire nation returned to Yehoshua, to the encampment in Makeda, peacefully. Right, there was a temporary encampment in Makeda. No one loosened his tongue at Yisrael. Right? Meaning no one snarled, no one barked at Yisrael. Vayomer Yehoshua pitcho et pi ha'me'ara ve'otziu elai et chamesh ha'melachim ha'ele min ha'me'ara. And Yehoshua said, open the opening of this cave and bring out to me the five kings, these five kings from the cave. Vayasu chen vayotziu elai et chamesh ha'melachim ha'ele min ha'me'ara et melech Yerushalayim, et melech Hebron, et melech Yarmut, et melech Lachish, et melech Eglon. And they did so. And they brought out to him the five kings from the cave. The king of Yerushalayim, the king of Hebron, the king of Yarmut, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. Vayhi keotziam et melachim ha'ele el Yehoshua, vayikra Yehoshua el kol ish Yisrael, vayomer el ketzinan she'am lechama yadachu ito, kirvu simu et regleichem al savere ha'melachim ha'ele, vayikrevu, vayasimu et regleichem al saverehem. And it was when they brought out the kings to Yehoshua, Yehoshua called all of the people of Israel, and he told the captains of the army who went with him, come here and put your feet over the necks of these kings. And they came close, and they put their feet over their necks. Right? This is showing Bnei Yisrael's power over their enemies. Giving Bnei Yisrael, he called all of Bnei Yisrael to watch this, giving all of Bnei Yisrael strength. Vayomer adahem Yehoshua, al tireu ve'al tehatu, chizku ve'imsu, ki chacha ya'ase Adonai lechol oyevechem asher atem nilchamim otam. And Yehoshua told them, don't be afraid, don't fear, be strong and courageous, because so too Hashem will do to all your enemies that you fight. Vayakem Yehoshua acharechen vayimitem, vayitlem al chamisha etzim, vayu tiluim al ha'etzim ad ha'ariv. And Yehoshua afterwards struck them and killed them. He hanged them on five trees, and they lay there hanged on the trees until nightfall. This is just as we saw Yehoshua do to the king of Ai. Vahi le'et bo ha'shemesh, siva Yehoshua vayoridu me'al ha'etzim, vayashlichum el ha'me'ara asher nechbehu sham, vayasimu avanim gidolot ad pi ha'me'ara ad etzem hayom hazeh. And it was at sunset, Yehoshua commanded, and they took them off the trees, and they threw them into a cave, the cave that they hid in. And they put large stones at the opening of the cave, and they are there until this day. Now Yehoshua is in Makeda. He will start here and go for a round of conquests. Ve'et Makeda lachad Yehoshua b'yom ahu v'yakeh lefi chere ve'et malkah echerim otam ve'et kol ha'nefesh asher ba lo yishir sarit v'yas le'melech Makeda kasher asa le'melech Yericho. And Yehoshua conquered Makeda that day, and put it and its king to the sword, destroyed them and all the people in the city. He did not leave a remnant, and he did to the king of Makkedah just as he did to the king of Yericho. Ve'yavor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo mimakkedah livna, v'yilachem im livna. And Yehoshua and of all Yisrael who were with him passed from Makkedah to Livna. Right? Livna was the second place that the Navi mentioned that Bnei Yisrael chased the southern army, the southern enemy coalition to. Right? First they ended up to Makkedah and Livna. Livna is the second place. Now they go to Livna. And they fight against Livna. Vayitena Adonai gam otah biyad Yisrael v'malkah, vayakeha lefi chayre v'kol ha'nefesh asher ba lo yishir basarid. And Hashem also gave her that city in the hands of Israel and its king. And he put the city to the sword and all the people that were in it. He did not leave him a remnant. And he did to its king just as he did to the king of Yericho. Once again, he kills the inhabitants of the city and hangs the king. Vayavor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo milivna lachisha. And Yehoshua and all Israel who with him passed from Livna to Lachish, and they encamped around her and fought her, meaning fought the city. Lachish was one of the five cities that joined the enemy coalition. Bnei Israel are swooping south on their offensive. Vayiten Adonai Lachish beyad Yisrael vayilkedah bayom hasheni vayakeh lefi chayrev et kol hanefesh asher ba kechol asher asah lelivna. And Hashem gave Lachish in the hand of Israel, and he conquered it, and on the second day, and put it to the mouth, put it to the sword, and all the people in the city, just as he did to Livna. Over here, there is no mention of the hanging of its king, as he was already hanged with the other four kings as mentioned in Pasuk Kafav. Az ala horam melech gezer la'azor et lachish, v'yakeo Yehoshua v'et amo ad bilti hishir lo sarid. Right? And then Horam, the king of Gezer, decided to help Lachish, and Yehoshua destroyed him and his nation until he didn't leave any remnant. Gezer is in the Shephela region north of Livna and Makkedah. Vayavod Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo milachish eglona. Vayachanu aleha vayilachamu aleha. Yehoshua and Yisrael passed from Lachish now to Eglon. And they encamped around the city and fought the city. Vayikedua v'yom ahu v'yakua lefi chayre v'kol ha'nefesh ha'sheba v'yom ahu v'harim kechol asher asah l'lachish. And they conquered the city on that day, put it to the mouth of the sword, and everyone that was in it, on the same day they conquered the city, just as they did to Lachish. Right? Eglon over here was also one of the five cities that formed the original enemy coalition. And as we mentioned, Eglon is about 8 miles west of Lachish. Vaya'al Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo me'eglona chevrona. And Yehoshua and all of Israel who were with him ascended from Eglon to Hebron, and they fought against it. Bnei Israel over here swing eastward about 25 miles now to attack Hebron, also one of the original five kings in the coalition. And they conquered the city and they put it to the sword, and its king and its entire city and all the people that were in it, they did not leave a remnant, just as they did to Eglon. They destroyed the city and all the people that were in it. Over here, once again, the Navi is telling us that Bnei Yisrael hanged the king of Hebron, even though we already saw that Bnei Yisrael hanged their king beforehand with the other four and buried him in the cave. It makes sense to say over here that there was a new king appointed after Hoham Melech Hebron, and this one was, in addition to Hoham, also hanged. Vayashov Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael emo devira v'yilachem aleha. And Yehoshua and all Yisrael were with him returned towards Debir, right? They headed now back westward towards Debir, and they fought against it. And they conquered the city and its king and its cities, and they put him to the mouth of the sword, and they destroyed all the people inside. They did not leave a remnant. Just as they did to Hebron, so too they did to Devir and its king, just as they did to Livna and its king. Interesting to point out that Devir is also known as Kiryat Sefer, as we'll see in Perek Tetvav. Right, over there, we'll see that it was really Otniel ben Knaz that conquered the city, right? At Kalev ben Yefune's preposition. In our Perek, it's Yehoshua that is credited with the conquest. The Az Mikra explains that Otniel and Kalev conquered the cities, Kiryat Arba and Devir, on Yehoshua's command. And within the context of the southern conquest over here, Yehoshua is given the credit. In actuality, the battle itself was led by Otniel. ויכה יהושע את כל הארץ, ההר, והנגב, והשפלה, והשדות, ואת כל מלכיהם לא השאיר שריד, ואת כל הנשמה החרים, כאשר סיבה אדוני אלוהי ישראל. Yehoshua conquered, he smote the entire land from the har, right, referring to like the mountain region in central Israel, referring to Hebron and Yerushalayim, VeHanegev, southern Israel near Be'er Sheva, VeHashefela, right, the plains of Yehuda between the mountains and the Mediterranean, VeHashedot, right, these are the slopes of Harei Yehuda on the east towards Yerden, VeEt Kol Malchehem, all its kings, he did not leave a remnant. All the people, all the neshama, the souls, he destroyed just as Hashem Elohei Yisrael, the God of Israel, commanded. We know the commandment is anyone from Shiva'at Amamim, men, women, and children, should be killed. Right? This is according to Rambam, of course, if they declined peace beforehand. Vayakem Yehoshua mikadesh barnea ve'ad Azza ve'et kol eretz goshen ve'ad giv'on. And Yehoshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea. Right? This is the southern border of Eretz Canaan. This is where Moshe sent the Meragilim from. Most scholars understand this to be Ein Kudariat. It's about 15 miles north of Nitzana. All the way until Azza, until Gaza, Yehoshua controlled this territory, but as we'll see later on, he wasn't able to throw them out. We'll see this in Shoftim, because they had Rechev Barzel. They had iron chariots. Ve'et kol Eretz Goshen, all of Eretz Goshen, this is below Gaza, south of Gaza. It's either east of Wadi Al-Arish or west of Wadi Al-Arish, depends who you ask. Ve'ad Givon, all the way up to Givon, this is where the battle started from. Ve'et kol ha'melachim ha'ele ve'et artzam la'chad Yehoshua pa'am echat ki Adonai Elohei Yisrael nilham le'Yisrael. And all these kings and their lands Yehoshua conquered in one shot, because Hashem, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Right? Yehoshua did this in one shot, one swoop. Quick wars, in and out. That's how he conquered the entire south. Vayashov Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo el ha-machane ha-Gilgala. And Yehoshua and all Israel with him returned to their camp in the Gilgal. Right? This is the same pasuk as we mentioned in pasuk Tetvav, finishing off the conquest of the south. With this, Yehoshua controls the entire southern territory of Eretz Yisrael. This all started with the Givonim's call to Yehoshua to help live up to their pact, their peace treaty that they made. Yehoshua came to the Givonim's help and continued on the aggression to conquer the entire southern region of Eretz Yisrael. In next perek, we will see Yehoshua's conquest of northern Israel.